Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, taking advantage of this time where things are kind of slowed down, but I see a lot of people out there, you know, with their clothing lines, with their music, with their independent businesses. Everybody's out there, you know, taking advantage and really, really trying to go after what the young people say, that bag. You know, it's all about the Benjamins. And this is the prime opportunity just to push yourself to the limit. And I am so, so, so proud of all of the young people and some of the more seasoned ones taking advantage of the time. Don't sit around and worry about tomorrow when you can do something today to secure your future, you know? So, again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in with your girl, Lady V, here on the Lady V Radio Network tonight. I know it's been a while. You know, everybody, like I said, things together because this is that one opportune time, even for myself, to kind of put things in perspective, whether it's my personal life, my personal health, my professional life, you know, and just kind of reorganizing, regroup, rejuvenating yourself. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in. And talk about tonight. There is so much going on in the news, and y'all know I like to keep things more on a positive vibe. So I'm gonna keep it that way. I always spotlight the independent artists, and I've got a few independent artists that I do want to let y'all check out tonight. I got some coming from Cincinnati, of course, Texas, Florida. So make sure y'all stay tuned with your girl Lady V, and we'll be right back.
Rob the jewelry store and tell him make me a grill. Had a whole top diamond and the bottom rose gold.
Yo, we about to start an epidemic with this one. Yeah, I know what this is.
Got 30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top. All invisible set and little ice cube blocks. If I could call it a drink, call it a smile on the rocks. If I could call out a price, let's say I call out a lot. I got like platinum and white clothes, traditional gold. I'm changing goods every day, like just change clothes. I might be grilled out nicely in my white tee on South Beach. In my wife be BBS studded. You can tell when they cut it. You see, my grandmama hate it, but my little mama love it. Cause when I
open up your mouth, your grill gleaming.
I got a drill I call Penny Candy. You know what that mean? It look like nah, later gum drops, jelly beans. I wouldn't leave it for nothing, only a crazy man would. So if you catch me in your city, somewhere out in your hood, just say
smile for me, daddy.
What you looking at?
Come on. Let me see your grill.
Let me see my what?
Yeah, your grill. Yeah, your grill.
Rob the jewelry store and tell them make me a grill.
She said smile for me, daddy.
What you looking at?
I wanna see your grill.
You wanna see my what?
Yeah,
had a whole top diamond and a bottle rose gold. What it do, baby? It's the Iceman powwow. Yeah. I got my mouth looking something like a disco ball. Yeah. I got the diamonds in the ice all hand set. I might cause a cold front if I take a deep breath. My teeth gleaming like I'm chewing on aluminum foil. Smiling, showing off my diamonds, sipping on some potent oil. I put my money where my mouth is and bought a grill. 20 cash, 30 stacks, let them know I'm so for real.
Yeah.
My motivation is them 30 pointers, BVS, the front of G in my mouth. Peace simply symbolizes this.
That's right.
I got the wristwear and neckwear that's captivating.
What?
But it's my smile that got these on like a spectating. My mouthpiece simply certified, a total package. Open up my mouth and you see more cash than a salad. My teeth are mind blowing, giving everybody chills. Call me George Foreman, cause I'm selling everybody grills. What you looking at?
Let me see your grill.
Let you see my work.
Rob
the jewelry store and tell them make me a grill.
She said, smile for me, daddy. What you looking at? I wanna see your grill.
You wanna see my what?
Your grill, your grill.
Had a whole top diamond and a bottom rose gold.
Yep, got them yellows, got them purples, got them reds.
Hey.
Life gon' hit it, make you woozy in your head.
Hey.
You can catch me in my two short drop. Mouth got colors like a fruit.
Yeah.
This what it do when the loo ice grill. Cut your grandma where the hustles move bricks. And the gangsters bang hammers where I got them. You can spot them on the top and the bottom. Got a bill in my mouth like I'm Hillary Rodham.
I ain't dissing nobody, but let's bring it to the light.
Yeah, was the first with my mouth bright white.
These hoes can't focus. Cause the eyesight blurry. Dipping on some bowls, you can see my mouth.
top jury.
I got four different sets, it's a fabulous thing. One white, one yellow, like Fabulous Chain. And the other set is same, got my name in the mold.
And the whole top diamond in the bottom, rose gold.
That's the People's Champ right here in Houston, Texas. That was Paul Wall featuring Nelly and the various of artists, Big Gip. You know, I miss those sounds, you know, that music, you know, and of course, you know, doing South by Southwest, Paul Wall and all of the Houston artists definitely come and definitely make their presence known. But again, thank you all for tuning in with your girl, Lady V. You know, tonight's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to touch on a few things that I normally don't talk about, you know. There's certain things that many people know I stay away from, but I'm going to touch a little bit on those things this evening because, like I said, 2020 has been the, you know, of course, it's the pivotal point in a new century, you know. It's 2020, and I must say things have definitely taken a huge, huge turn, you know. And at the end of the day, we are all responsible for how that comes and how it turns out. We can't let somebody else, you know, write the new history for us. We have to do it for ourselves. So, you know, and I know there's a lot of things out there that have people, you know, worried about tomorrow, next year. There's a lot of, you know, anticipation, anxiety, and it's taking a toll on a lot of people physically. Those people that are out there fighting with this new virus that is new to the world and new to most of us, you know. Anyone who has lost anybody or someone that's fighting right now. So we definitely want to keep those people in our prayers. I know I have some people close to me who have friends that have been affected by it. And at the end of the day, you know, it all starts with ourselves. You know, we have to make sure we're taking all the precautions that we can definitely take, making sure we're washing our hands, the old school things that we were raised to do all the time, make sure that we're wearing masks. And don't go out unless you just necessarily have to. And if you do, just please be responsible, not only to yourself, but to everyone else in front of you, around you, and the people at home that you love the most. But once again, I got to give a few shout-outs. And throughout the night, I'll be doing it because y'all know I try not to leave anybody out, you know. But I do want to give a shout-out to all my listeners over in the U.K., they are still steady, going strong with me. Shout out to him and DJ Grant Body P for always making sure he supports your girl. That's the hottest hip-hop DJ over in the UK. Y'all know I've been on his radio show a couple of times. I do want to give a shout out to my listeners over in Spain, Norway, the Netherlands, and yes, your girl got listeners over in Ghana. So thanks again, y'all, for tuning in and supporting me. I really appreciate it, and I love y'all so much. And, of course, all my people here in the U.S. of A. Thank y'all for being so supportive and always being there to kind of cheer me on along the way. Some of you have been with me since I started this journey, and I can never forget the individuals who started me out on the radio. First and foremost, you know, DJ Have Love, the show as a host with Sweet Pea. She's from Houston. And one of the originators, DJ King Scratch, the original DJ from NWA. That's where I got my first start on the radio. And from there, I went to Rich Kid Radio with Miss Cherry Rich out of New York. So that's where I started. So I have to give a shout out to those people who opened the door for me and show me the ropes and show me the way and still support me today. And these are people I still talk to all the time. So I definitely want to give a shout out to them. Of course, my team at Esquire Timepiece Photos, Frost G Entertainment, Hot noise. Y'all know we out there making a lot of noise. Shout out to your AR, Bread. Bread, congratulations on your new position over at Universal. Y'all know who he is, Bread, the plug. I mean, this young man, you know, he is known everywhere. He's from Mississippi, but he goes everywhere. There's nothing in this industry he can't touch. Shout out to you, Bread. We are truly, truly proud of you. Shout out to all the artists at Hot Noise. You know, we got, you know, Oxen. She's brand new over here with us, but she's definitely doing her thing. We have artist Pablo. Pablo was over in Kentucky, I believe, last weekend. They had Rock Nation out there. They had Universal. And, of course, the man himself, AR, representing Hot Noise magazine. But as I said in the title, you know, some of the things that we keep seeing in the news, you know, it all boils down to specific things. We've got Nick Cannon in the news. We've got, you know, so many different things. And it, to me, it all saying the same thing. You know, of course, the riots. You know, how much do we value ourselves? How much do we respect one another and ownership? Those are the three things that I see keep coming up all the time, you know, and it's so much going on that I think a lot of people get very caught up in what other people are doing and saying when we really should be looking within ourselves to understand those three things. You know, when we talk about ownership, you know, I say it all the time, you know, if you don't like a certain thing or someone telling you, you know, what you can and cannot do, or being afraid to stand up for yourself and speak for yourself and the things that are true to you, you know, when you are someone's, you know, dime, time, that's not ownership. You're still being enslaved because you're not able to express yourself freely because someone has their hands on you saying, if you do this, if you say this, this is what's going to happen. But when you own your own things, they can't do that. That's one of the reasons why I have my own radio show, you know, because I don't want that. I don't want someone to entrap me or encase me somewhere where I'm not able to express myself in the most authentic way. So ownership, you know, I see a lot of people out here, like I said at the beginning of the hour, you know, they have their own clothing lines, they have their own makeup lines, their own eyelash lines. And, you know, I always knew there would be a time where people would do that. But I'm so excited that in my daughter's generation, there's going to be more people like her who own their businesses, who own, you know, their homes, their cars, those types of things. We have to focus on ownership and not just the sake of saying, I have this, or I'm here, or I've got that. You know, own those things. That is where your true power is in the ownership of what you have and who you are. So ownership is definitely something I do talk to my people about. How important it is, you know, we always hear that word, you know, when there's no opportunity, you create your own opportunity. You create your own opportunity. You own the narrative. You own the outcome. You own the content. So again, ownership is something that I think everyone should be focused on because now you have nothing but time to sit, to study, to understand what it is to have ownership. Entire being, your entire life. So, as I said before, I know Nick Cannon has been in the news. I didn't really hear his entire interview that he had, but all that he has and all that he's done, you know, throughout his career as an actor, as an artist, you know, the Wild and Out show, I never knew that he, you know, was on this other network. I thought he was in complete control, complete ownership. So when I heard that once they let him go because of what he said, and now for his ownership of the show, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, all this time, all this work that he's put in. So again, that's the importance, because had that been in place, it wouldn't matter what he said. You had two choices. Either you wouldn't like what he said, don't support him, someone take something from him. So again, people, this is your talent. This is your art. These are your clothes. Don't let anybody sell them for you. Own every aspect of your being, of your creativity. Own it. Own it. I don't care if you don't make 1 cent from it. The power is in the fact that you own it. So own everything that you have, you know. And it's just appalling to me how many people, and we see it with the artists, you know. Now we see more artists that want distribution. But we still hear artists saying they want to be signed to a label. You know, I believe Prince was the first one that brought a spotlight to what that really meant. Those masters, you know, he had to fight for those things. That's when he was writing Slave on the side of his face. Because when you're with a label, you're entrapped. You know, there's no ownership there. So again, it's in every aspect of what we do, how important it is to own. And that ties over into your self-value, your self-worth. So own every aspect of who you are and what you have and what you contribute. Ties to your you have and what it really, really means to you. So again, you guys, I don't want to harp too much on that because y'all know I just like to touch a little bit on things in the news, just a little bit. But if you're out there listening and you want to chime in and talk to your girl, y'all know the number, 914-205-5780. Make sure you give me a call. Let's talk a little bit. And if you've got something you want to promote, y'all know what to do. I open the door, the lines, to anybody that's out there that wants new albums, because I know a lot of you artists are out there still grinding. You know, it is anytime you get an opportunity to promote, no matter where it is, take that opportunity and do that, because you never know who's listening. You just never know who's listening. But again, you guys, we're going to talk a little bit more about things in the news, you know, people, and just, you know, share a few thoughts, you know. So once again, if y'all want to chime in and you have something you want to get off your chest, make sure y'all give your girl a call at 914-205-5780. Now I'm going to go ahead and let this artist right here from Mississippi, she knows who she is. This is one of my favorite songs from an artist named Miss S.I. I'm going to let her spotlight. And boy, do I have a lot of artists out there that's got some hot music. So once again, thank y'all for tuning in with your girl, Lady B. So get your drink, your cigarette, get in your favorite chair, sit back and vibe with your girl, Lady B, here on the Media Boss Lady B Network.
Thank you.
Me ordinary. I do this shit like I'm legendary. I'ma stay colder than January. Looking for me, better come and get me. Yeah, I hop in the forest. I made it right in the lane. I'm thinking about doing. Anything that I want to, you only get one. I do the dance like a racing. They all better pick up the pace. Bright light shine in the daytime. You might as well pick up your face. Yeah, I don't wanna rock right now. Yeah, and I can't stop right now. Nah, not rock bass, but I wanna feel bass in my face right now, right now, right now. I wanna rock right now. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I'm hot right now. Not rock bass, but I wanna feel bass right now, right now, right now, right now. Yeah, I'm on top right now. And I can't stop, won't stop right now, right now, right now.
The point, you know that it's get it. My daily routine is to get it. Show me a hustle, I'm with it. Drop the thing in sport, watch how I whip it. Run this shit like soccer, nigga, watch how I kick it. Hold the shit down for my city. Keep it 100, you know how I'm living. Stay true, yeah, one of the realest. I wanna rock right now. I'm gonna rock right now. Go through with the top down. No shirt, man, down on. I'm feeling like pop right now. Like Robin, so I wanna feel bass right now. Tell them haters to go on, lay it down. Come through, tear shit down. Still on the block right now. Nigga, I wanna
rock right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now.
right now. I'm feeling like pop right now. And I can't stop right now, right now, right now. I wanna rock right now. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I'm hot right now. Not raw bass, but I wanna feel bass right now, right now, right now, right now. Yeah, I'm on top right now. And I can't stop, won't stop right now, right now, right now.
That's what's up. Live from Mississippi. That's one of many women, female artists that's really putting it down. Shout out to the other female artists out there. Butter Go Hard from Dallas, Texas. You know what? She's originally from Detroit, but she's been in Dallas, Texas for a very, very long time. Shout out to AJ Red. These women are really, you know, these are true, true artists. And when I tell you, but these women that I just named, if you can find these women on social media, on Instagram, you will not be disappointed. I love listening to these women and the music that they bring. They're all different, but one thing I can say, they definitely can stand alone, and they can definitely, definitely share the stage with their male counterparts with what they do. Excuse me, y'all. Y'all got to forgive me. You know, I have my little drink over here to the side. But anyways, as I said to you, you know, we're getting ready to start in the spotlight. And boy, do I have a lot of new independent artists out there that's definitely putting it down. I know Shawty Drizzle is in Atlanta. I believe he's getting ready to go live. If he hasn't already, you know, doing, I kind of suggested this a while back to a couple of artists. You know how the majors are out there, you know, battling with each other, you know, and he's doing it with another artist. He's one of my favorite artists out there. So if you check him out, Shawty Drizzle. So y'all make sure y'all check him out. He's definitely, definitely one of those hot artists out there that you have to get out there. You will not be disappointed.
Hey,
Hey,
hold on.
Yo,
you now talk back.
It's just a nigga, you know what I mean?
Hey,
let's go.
Yo, you now talk back.
Bust it open.
Yeah, yo.
Bust it open.
You try to do this one, I even looking at my phone.
Bust it open.
Yeah.
Bust it.
Hey, I told that bitch I'm from the seal. She like that's a bitch. I came in with all my diamonds on. I look just like a chick. All the pretty bitches flock to me. Don't mean no disrespect.
No.
I see how you watching me. Can you give me some neck? I pull me a phone when I still. Got some dope in the pole and the wheel. About to roll me a O in the ville. Trying to give me some throw when I deal. I ain't gonna be by the hole, I'm a pimp.
No.
Walking in got a whole lot of drills. I know me, I can fuck out the real.
Y'all
can dig in your hole like a pimp.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh wait, I was water whipping, I was trying to get it with the cane. Hold up, fast tapping on the phone call, I'm just politicking with the game.
Hold up,
niggas say they gon' raw, so I'm just politicking with the main.
Hold up,
he don't know about juggles, put that nigga up like a plane. I think I'm the shit, she right. I'm a player, that's how I'ma do it.
How?
If we fuck, ain't no spending the night. When I know it, I'ma call a Uber. Nigga know I be straight like a dyke. When it's drumming, you know I'ma do you.
Yo.
If we beefing, you know it's a sight. Security, they know I'm a shooter.
I gotta take a shot, take a shot. Now they open, rolling up exotic weed.
What?
Got them smoking, music for the thot.
For the thot.
Put the poke in, throw a couple dollars, make these bitches bust it open. Bust it open.
How about
bust it open.
I find the tracks if I lick them and fuck them. Got me some kicks and I match in my feet and I'm high and I'm least you can see but can't touch them. I'm having these houses, I'm having these dollars. Popping my collar, they know I don't love them. He all in my business, all in my circle. The white and he knows it, I thought he discovered. I got the drink, I got the weed, I got the car, I got the keys, I got the bar, he got the trees. How I'm store, how you a dweeb? I be on top and you be on the bottom. That's how you do what you want when you pop it. You ain't gon' stop it, all in the club, I'ma drop it. Dribble just call me a boxy, ayy. Roll around town, we ride, ayy. Roll around town, we slide, back in, let her bring the race in, bitch, that nigga be hot, ayy. I don't wanna chill, I'm good, I don't wanna talk, I'm straight, ayy. I don't wanna go to your partner, crib, I don't wanna know what he's like. Thumbing through hundreds and thumbing through fibbies, showing they pussy and showing they teeth. Know if she came and she probably came with me, I hit that exotic, she got me dizzy. Do what I want, I ain't fighting no pressure, hear what I want and I get it for pleasure. Wake up and shit like I be on whatever, I like all my bitches and choosing together.
I got them taking shots, Natty O.G., yeah. Rolling up exotic weed.
One.
Got them smoking, yeah. Music for the thot.
For the thot.
Put the poke in, throw a couple dollars, make these bitches bust it open. Bust it open. Bust it open. Bust it open. Bust it open.
Damn, slow that bit down, Zo.
Get to the bag, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
Trying to see by the brick, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
I'm clutching a stick, with me.
Woo.
Trying to see by the lick, with it.
With it.
I'm all about numbers. Show me prices for our shop, I'm all about the digits. Teen cup from the coffee, can't fuck with the gang. Don't even mention it, I get it.
Hey.
This bitch wanna fuck, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
Four shots of the Henny, I'm in it.
Ooh.
She thinking she stuck, with me.
Ooh.
After that, she get cut, scissors.
Hey.
I want the green spinach. He not from my hood, he fucking up the image. Get him revoked, I'm with it. I heard he won't smoke, I'm with it. I keep a clock on me, a nigga won't worry, smoke him like a stoner.
Hey.
I see his bitch on me, I give him one look, I got her pussy soaking.
Woo.
Let a nigga try to game, we ain't even about to play, we gon' turn her hard body to jello.
Jello.
Oh, Nick, Kitty Mo, we gon' lead the whole scene red, drippy, drippy like M.O. Yellow diamonds got me looking like Simpson, blue check like I'm crippin'.
Hey.
I'm trying to distance myself, but I'm with it, don't make me revisit.
Woo.
Glock sit by the kidney, poured up the drink, the sipping got me dizzy.
Dizzy.
This Glock got me busy.
Hey.
I'm trying to hit a lick with it.
Woo.
Get to the bag, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
Trying to see by the brick, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
I'm clutching a stick with me.
With
trying
it.
To see by the lick with it. I'm all about numbers. Show me prices for our shop. I'm all about the digits.
Hey.
Ain't come from the coffee, can't fuck with the gang. Don't even mention it, I get it.
Hey.
This bitch wanna fuck, I'm with it.
With it.
Four shots of the Henny, I'm in it.
Woo.
She thinking she stuck with me.
Mm.
After that, she get cut, scissors. I want the green spinach. He not from my hood, he fucking up the image.
Hey.
Get him revoked, I'm with it.
Hey.
I heard he won't smoke, I'm with it.
Woo.
We talk about money, I'm with it.
With it.
Distributor brick, I'm with that too. I heard he won't smoke.
Hey.
We don't ask questions, we gon' shoot. That's where you running your lips, my nigga about action geek and they be fiending.
Hey.
We ain't without them games, we gon' clap a nigga up, cause he act like he reaching.
Woo.
I go chillin' with his bitch, you know I done nailed it.
Nailed
it. I go hit 2, 3, 4 more times, now she wanna marry me.
Hey.
I don't do no love,
no.
I'm about chicken.
Hey.
If we revolve around that, bitch, you know I'm with it.
Woo.
Get to the bag, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
Trying to see by the brick, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
I'm clutching a stick with me.
With
trying
me.
To see by the lick with it. I'm all about numbers. Show me prices for our shop. I'm all about the digits.
Hey.
Ain't come from the coffee, can't fuck with the gang. Don't even mention it, I get it.
Woo.
This bitch wanna fuck, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
Four shots of the Henny, I'm in it. She thinking she stuck with me.
Hey.
After that, she get cut, scissors. I want the green spinach. He not from my hood, he fucking up the image.
Woo.
Get him revoked, I'm with it. I heard he won't smoke, I'm with it.
Woo.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Y'all heard that. Those are two of just a few of the hottest independents out there right now. The first one was Shawty Jizzy. Make sure y'all check out his new video on YouTube, Separation. As I said before, you will not be disappointed. I just love this young man's whole style, his flow, everything. He knows that I'm his. The second artist, I got to kind of, you know, talk about him just a little bit more. It's an artist that came to me by way of an A&R, Mr. X, that's what I call him. He's a young man out of Cincinnati. His name is Pablo Saucy. You know, I came to him. He had been going back and forth with a few people that just weren't, you know, on the up and up, you know, and I got a chance to listen to some of his music from his catalog. And this particular song, With It, he wasn't too thrilled about it. He didn't think it was I told him that it was. All in a nutshell, about 2 weeks after that, the young man got signed to a single deal by Empire. So once again, Pablo, I'm super proud of you, man. You stay on your grind. Just recently, you guys, he was out there in Kentucky. I know he was here in Dallas this weekend. He's definitely a young man that you have to keep your eye on. So make sure y'all support these gentlemen. Make sure you find them on Instagram. They go by the names Pablo Saucy. And as I said before, Shawty Jizzy. So at the end of the day, make sure y'all check out the hottest independent artists out there because Lady V said so. Yes, that's right. And if y'all are listening out there and you have an album, clothing line, whatever you've got out there, you can call me at 914-205-5780. Do your drops. Promote your stuff. You know, promotion, anywhere you can get it, because I do have listeners all over. You never know who's listening, you know. Every now and again, I get a few of my friends tell me they got a chance to check it out. So make sure y'all give me a call. But, you know, we are keep things going with the independent spotlight. The next artist up that I have here is from Phoenix, Arizona. His name is Prime One. Y'all make sure y'all check it out. Tell me what you think, Prime One.
And all that I do, everything I do,
is because I grind.
And all that I do, everything I do,
is because I grind.
And all that I do, everything I do,
is because I grind.
And all that I do, everything I do,
is because I grind.
Waiting for about my next move, watching everything that I do,
because it won't face me.
Paranoid about my next move, hella jealous cause I'm on that move,
because it won't face me.
Waiting trying to stop my next move, out the pockets I come, onto the bomb,
because it won't face me, because it won't face me, because it won't face me.
Coming at him with a vengeance. Not to mention when I'm in this, I hit him with the business. These niggas tripping off the realness. Not giving out of when it's due, cause they don't like the realness. When they're trying to stop my next move, out of pockets I come, I'm still the bomb.
Cause it won't face me, 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 face me, face me.
But I gotta get my mind right. When I'm hitting the streets, I gotta get my money right, right. I won't get caught up in a drive-by. Cause when I roll up in a focus, killer coming from the dark side. I let them know what the deal is. Cause if they try to pull a fast one, I'm coming back to blast one. And that's a solid with a cast on. And so I hit up with the sessions if I really gotta blast one. And all that I do, everything I do,
is because I grind.
And all that I do, everything I do,
is because I grind.
And all that I do, everything I do,
is because I grind.
And all that I do, everything I do,
is because I grind.
Waiting for about my next move, watching everything that I do,
because it won't face me.
Paranoid about my next move, hella jealous cause I'm on that move,
because it won't face me.
Waiting trying to stop my next move, out of pockets I come, I'm to the bomb,
cause it won't face me, cause it won't face me.
Waiting for about my next move, watching everything that I do,
because it won't face me.
Paranoid about my next move, hella jealous cause I'm on that move,
because it won't face me.
Waiting trying to stop my next move, out of pockets I come, I'm to the bomb,
cause it won't face me, cause it won't face me.
Up from doing time at a young age, a young criminal running on a rampage to carry out the mission, not to mention getting it in, to execute it within, so drop the nonsense. No matter where I'm with, the sheep's get calling. I need to go back to everything befalling. The voices in my head be asking me if y'all in. Forget your street, so just tell them all to fall in. Gotta watch this perpetrator, they plotting game. They on the move, I'm about to flex for running game. I don't play the same game or run the lanes that you see them running, cause I look it be out the way. I lay low when I'm stacking my paper right, while the heavy, hella heavy is weighing right. I paint on mine, if you try to roll by, you try collecting on mine. I'm pulling mine, see the bye-bye. And all that I do, everything I do,
is because I grind.
And all that I do, everything I do,
is because I grind.
And all that I do, everything I do,
is because I grind.
And all that I do, everything I do,
is because I grind.
Waiting for about my next move, watching everything that I do,
because it won't face me.
Paranoid about my next move, hella jealous cause I'm on that move,
because it won't face me.
Waiting trying to stop my next move, out of pockets I come, I'm to the bomb,
cause it won't face me.
excited, roll up on my next move. Watching everything that I do.
Because it won't faze me.
Paranoid about my next move. Hella jealous cause I'm on the move.
Because it won't faze me.
Waited till I start my next move. Out of pockets I come, I said the bomb.
Cause it won't faze me, cause it won't faze me. Cause it won't faze me, cause it won't faze me.
That's what's up. Y'all heard it right here. That was Prime One and Frost G. You know, I played those two together because, you know, I know when you listen to Prime One, you heard a lot of the West Coast influences, especially Bone Thugs and Harmony. I definitely heard that in there. And of course, y'all know Frost G is Texas all the way, baby. That Houston sound, that sound that cannot be duplicated. When you hear it, you know it. With his track, Touch Me, Tease Me. Once again, y'all, make sure y'all support these artists. I know y'all probably seen Frost G. That's my artist. Be a little bit, you know, selfish. But at the end of the day, y'all probably seen him on Jerry Springer. There's not too many publications that he hasn't been on. This year on Dish Radio up in Atlanta, He's performed at the Trap Music Awards. He's performed several times at South by Southwest. So make sure y'all find these artists, Prime One, a.k.a. Brandon Frost, and make sure y'all check out Frost G, the one and only Frost G out of Texas. But, you know, all these artists I just played, they all have a little bit of influences from the days before. You know, the artists that paved the way. You know, some of these artists, the legends is what I like to call them. I've had an opportunity to meet some of them, and some of them I will have the opportunity, you know. I've had Hellraiser on the show multiple times. You know, he just did a documentary. If you don't know who Hellraiser is, he is from the Platinum group called Sons of Man. They were the only artists that were ever signed to Wu-Tang. So to me, you know, artists like that, you know, these are people that paved the way, you know, N.W.A., you know, I'm going, you know, as far back, you know, the Sugar Hill Gang, and, you know, even Positive K. I just recently had his manager reach out to me a few times, and hopefully I can have him on the show. And for those of you who don't know who he is, some of us kind of remember, y'all remember that song, What's Your Man Got to Do With Me? I got it, man. I'm not trying to hear that, see? But anyways, hopefully have him on the show, and he does have a new track that's out, so make sure y'all support the legends of yesteryear, because without them, there would be no platform for us. But just hold on just a moment. Let's see who I've got on the line here. Hello. Thank y'all for calling in with your girl, Lady V. Who do we have on the line?
We got the Deacon on the line.
Who's the Deacon?
Yes, the Deacon, R-E-M-E. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to you, Lady V.
Hi, how are you? How are
you
doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What you got going on?
Nothing. Just wanted to, you know, let people, you know, go to Reverb Nation, you know, reverbnation.com/TheDeaconOfTTM.
Right. Y'all heard that.
Just want to, you know, let them hear a little something.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about your music. What are your influences?
My influences. Oh, God. Influences. Biggie, Pac, yeah, old school, my mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a mix of all kinds of things. You know what I mean? From soul to funk to disco. I try to listen to everything. Yeah,
right,
you know,
right.
And I try to blend it all together.
Right. You know, and that's a good thing, you know. I tell artists that all the time,
yeah,
if you listen to different music, you know, you tend not to sound like the next person. Because if you continuously listen to the same type or the same genre or the same sound, you're sounding like everyone else.
You're going to sound the same. You're going to sound the same if you listen to, like, you know what I mean? If you listen to, if you listen to the same type of music, that same type of music is going to reflect off of the music you come out with. You know what I mean? If you use different genres in music, you know, and broaden your horizons when it comes to the music, it's going to be an amazing thing. Yeah,
right,
it may
definitely
sound different, you know.
But different
is
what you
want.
It may
sound different, but exactly. You don't want to sound like everybody else.
Right. So tell us, what have you been up to, you know, as an artist with the lockdowns and what's going on? What has
just
motivated you to continue with your music?
Just life in general, you know, trying to sit there and trying to pass the message on to this new generation.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And shed light on the things that are going on and try to basically calm the hate down, because
absolutely
that's all that's going on right now.
Right.
Just hate. Like, I'm not even
going
to get on the COVID thing, because that's a whole another subject.
Yeah, you know, I try to stay away from it, because I think it has worn the nation down enough. You know, we need to focus on uplifting and preparing ourselves for our future, you know, because we're the only ones in control of our own destiny, you know. But I do thank you for dropping in. Once again, let them know where they can find you on social media.
ReverbNation.com/TheDeacon That's T-H-A Deacon, D-E-A-C-O-N, of right. O-F-T-T-M.
Right. Now, I don't
Reverb Nation slash the Deacon of... Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. We need to hear where to find you.
ReverbNation.com/the Deacon of TTM.
Right.
You can find all my music on there.
Right. Well, I hope y'all find him. Make sure. And when you get a chance, you know, go ahead and send me your music. We'll get you here and get you in for a 20-minute interview to give us a little bit more about who you are as an artist. We definitely welcome any artist.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Everybody knows my platform is open. At the end of the day, we all have to, you know, take every opportunity that we can possibly get our hands on, no matter how small or how big. So I appreciate you calling in.
Exactly.
If you want to continue to listen, please feel free. And like I said, if you want to go ahead and send me your music, go ahead and send it to me MP3. It doesn't have to have... You can have curse words on there. So you go ahead and send it to me because I'm glad that you came in because this segment is my independent artist spotlight. So if you want to continue to listen, I got a few more independent artists out there. But make sure you get us our music. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned with your girl Lady V. If you want to call in, make sure you call 914-205-5781. We are still in the spotlight of the independent artists, our new legends of this generation, because I'd like to think I know the great artists. So thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you still sit back and relax, and we'll be right back.
What up?
Hey, Dad. I need a video, man.
Niggas say I ain't welcome to the city, what you getting at? Say hi, this bitch right here gon' shake the city back. All these pussy niggas do is lie, I call it 50 cap. You want it, let's get into that, I'm wishing for no internet.
And I ain't got no time for all that shit you with that chitter chat. Push a nigga love a bitch, make sure that he feelin' it. Fuck them handguns, find a baby rocking milk for that. No, you ain't built for that, look bitch, you gon' get killed for that.
I heard he said the hit, keep the receipt so I can send it back. My nigga got them pounds, he ain't have to hit the gym for that. Your face, my nigga asking where them pimples at. My hitter just got booked, gave him the book like where the Guinness at.
And y'all beefing on the internet. I ain't really into that. Y'all niggas bitches, and I don't got the energy. In your feeling like a bitch, little boy feminine. Must be on that cinnamon, you thinking about in the mix.
We got these bitches. A nigga in a challenger couldn't even die. These bitches. Too many racks up in my pocket. I can't hide these bitches. Even if I go to Blue Bayou, you couldn't slide with me.
If we drop an EP, we gon' be on TV. Then a nigga say he won't beat, then we gon' slide on the street. I'm gon' slide on the street. Open up fire on the street. Drive me and you gon' die, bitch. Expecting the leak.
Until that Pro Tools going to his head. He a rapper. Until that Pro Tools going to his head. Little bitch, I know you. Pussy bitches scared. We about to bring them bitches back to war and rage.
I'm posted in the trap. Posted with that strap.
That's right.
Posted with this bitch. She got her head in my lap.
Eat up.
And I relapse around you niggas. Not no big old pack. And I got hundreds in my pocket. Bitch, don't get slapped.
Now with a stack that come back to back, we gon' battle them up. Tell a nigga come challenge me when I pull up and challenge her. Pull up hugging the baby. We with the shits, we gon' pound bomb. But that bread and that beef, you let us, bitch, we gon' sandwich your
when ass. When I step out, you the scary bitches gon' trip out. Nah, it ain't no hang on, no hold up or no chill out.
It fishin'
look like a fishing pole.
Yeah,
I brought the wheel out. Jump into this bitch, go clickin', then I pull the clip out.
I'm a fucking way, I pull up bumpin' gates, my nigga dumpin' eight. He got that Mac and he don't do no makeup, but he wanna fight. Take a nigga out and leave a tip, this ain't no fucking jump. That savage shit back in me got me started like some jumper cat.
Baby rapper be pussy, they just rhyme good. I fuck on your lip, it's pussy, they don't ride good. Ain't no twitchin' up on my hood, bitch, my side good. Ryan, you gon' die where you gon' die. Yeah,
high as fuck a nigga feelings, I'm a billy. I ain't coming back, well, let's not forget I am the city.
I
got some head on the flight, man, she almost took my spirit. Bitch, I was, I still am, and gon' forever be the city.
Yeah, in my section, look, they got weapons. Look,
let niggas be hit. Like, fuck if you bought your business, I swear that they don't respect. I swear that you gotta show them, like, bust your lip, Smith and West. I bust in your lip, hold my fan, ran up another chair.
So what that chasing pole? This that pressure toe? What that pressure pole? Nigga, bless me with a chopper, and I'm hitting blessings on. Stepping up the steps with my little steppers, we can step it on. Hollin', he a shooter, he ain't shooting that protect.
Why is you extra talking? Hit up the plug, and he was pressure talking. Fucking put some dog food on him, now they extra stalking. Hit him with a tank system, the bitches think they extra bought it all. From him, and best be cautious.
Oh, he's picking all the extra coffee.
Out there, the second one, y'all heard it here before, that's Money Works, Brent B. Madness, hashtag Rock Hill, y'all heard that, you know, that young man is a multi-triple talented guy, that is the same man that was my on the television cable TV show Zone 24 TV. He did his first independent film last year in which I was in, called High the Movie. He's working on a new independent film called The Hotel, I believe. He is, when I say he's multi-talented, he's a producer, a director, he's a videographer, he's a photographer. There's nothing this young man touches that doesn't turn into gold. So make sure y'all find these artists out here and support them, you know, just like I said, you know, they're out here doing their thing, you know. It's tough being an artist out there, you know. Everything that they do, they put their money, their working money to it. I know a lot of artists, they go without just to make these dreams to reality, and they keep going. And as I always say, your dreams don't stop because you get older. No, they don't. That just means you got to work harder. But y'all know I like to give the spotlight to the independent artists out there. And, you know, I got a few more shout outs. I got a shout out to some of my favorite DJs. Shout out to Fat Pack in Central Texas, Luna, DJ Crab, DJ Big Red from Swisher House. You know, I got much love for you, man. I'm so happy that you're up and you're doing your thing. Frank White, I see you out there doing your thing. I see you out there doing it. You know, I always tell people one of the most important people in the building when I do showcases or I'm traveling with my artists is the DJ. You'd be amazed how many people in the industry the DJs are affiliated with or do business with. So don't forget about those DJs when y'all are out there. Give them thanks. Whatever you can do, because they are definitely, you know, they are the method behind the madness, so to speak. So make sure y'all do that. Once again, I'd like to give my shout outs to all my people over at Hot Noise. You know, shortly here, my new video show, Videos with V, which is on the Hot Noise channel on Roku. Shout out to AR and Bread from Bread Management for making that happen. Slim, the Hustle Kids, God, Cammy T, I see you out there. And we can't forget about our promoter, Raymond. He's always making sure he's putting everything out there for all of us. So we can't forget about those people. You know, it's very important that you always give the shout-outs when you can. I know it's hard to remember every single person, but everybody knows I'm around. Shout-out to Les Luger, always out there putting the independent artists out there on the Hood Idol Tour. So if you get an opportunity when things do get up, make sure you get up with that man and get on and do your thing. Trill Will over at Full Circle Music, I see you, homeboy. You're doing your thing. You know, Savage Life. Out there, y'all always stay on the grind, always doing your thing. Dallas, I hear y'all, I see y'all. Y'all definitely coming through with a lot of hot artists out there. But once again, tuning in, joining in with your girl Lady V here on the Lady V Radio Network. If you are an artist and you want your music played here, music to Media Boss V, V-E-E, at theoneladyv.com, MP3, and get it played. And for the artists that do have your music here, if you did not send me all of your stuff, in other words, so you can get paid for your spins, make sure you do that. And if you don't have it or don't know how to do it, please contact me, and me and my office will be glad to assist in helping you get that stuff together. Because if you don't have a way of getting paid for your music, then it's just a hobby for you. So make sure you get all the proper paperwork you need to make sure you're getting credit and getting money for what you do. Make sure you guys are out there doing that, because I waited till the night to make this announcement. I am now going heard on iHeart, Spotify, and I am a creator over at Pandora. So now I have a bigger, wider platform for all my independent artists that I meet along the way or I work with. So once again, if you guys have music and you want to get it played, you contact me. You can either contact me on social media, or you can go to my website, which is the One Lady V or the One Media Boss. Everything about me is under Lady V, LadiVee, Media Boss. Make sure you guys find me so we can get that played for you here, because you never know who is listening. But once again, thank y'all and thank all the artists. I still have tons and tons of artists, but this next so I do want to talk about a few more things in the news, you know, not too much, you know, because I do like to keep things positive, but, you know, sometimes positive is not always something people, you know, want to hear, because sometimes the positive things to some may be things that are not comfortable. I know in the last, you know, month or two, we've had our protesters out there, you know, trying to or making a difference. I'm not going to say try. And, you know, when the protests began, there was part of me that felt I had to do something. You see, I come from a family that marched not too long ago. My grandfather was recognized in the state of Mississippi for his work during the civil rights movement. He marched with Dr. King during the time he was assassinated in Memphis. And I think I posted it. My grandfather is Wilford Norton. You can actually Google him and read the story. They went through a lot, my grandparents, you know. They were a part of helping create the Head Start program in Mississippi. So when the riots and I should say again, there was something in me, but I had always been an individual that was very forthcoming and right, you know, and I saw a lot of people that I knew going out doing their part. But let's remember that we're protesting. We're not going out there, you know, committing crimes. This is not a time for looting and things like that. We're going out there to make a difference so we can be heard. Now is the time. It has to stop, and it starts with us. And I never thought in my time that I would see in a sea of people, I saw more people that were not of melanin out there. And that speaks volumes. That means not only we, but a lot of people are sick and tired of the injustice that has been happening to people of color. And we have to continue this fight. This fight will never end. You know, my grandfather did it. My grandfather before that did it. My grandfather before that did it. So let's hope that if our children have to do it, that they're doing it to continue what we are making now with standing and protesting together. So we want to make sure that we're out there and we're doing it in a positive way. Once again, we're not out here, looting and those things. Those things sadden me so much because it takes the attention off what's really important, what the reason is that we're out there. You know, it takes the focus. It gives those people something to talk about instead of talking about the situation at hand, the situation, the problematic, systematic injustice that has been happening for centuries. So please, if you're standing, and I know that it's frustrating, and I know a lot of it is out of anger, turn that anger around. Make a difference in joining the rest of your brothers and sisters, your neighbors out there and walking and being heard to make a change. So whenever, y'all know I'm an old school junkie, you know, I love old music, but whenever I see something like that happen, there's an artist that always comes to mind for me. And I, to this day, even as a child, when I would listen to him, I would cry, I would tear up because I could actually see, you know, what he was, you know, singing. And that's Marvin Gaye. And, you know, every time I see it and every time I would see on the news people, Marvin Gaye in my head. So his that time wrote something about community and prayer. Let's uplift, let's protect, let's stand, let's make a change in the right way. Let's do that for the next generation so our kids don't go through this. And my prayers go out to all of the loved ones that were lost to the injustice and the systematic racism that has been going on for centuries. For centuries, it is heartbreaking, you know, because it could be any of us, our brothers, our sisters, you know, but also to people, we have to remember my people, people of color. We want them to understand we matter. We have to matter to each other, which means let's not do what has been happening, you know, the killing of our own. Let's stop it. Let's just stop it. We have to rewrite the narrative, and we have that opportunity now while we have the whole nation at our attention. So let's keep that in mind. Resonates for the time today. That was Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me. Like I said, whenever I see the protesters out there, that song and many others from him would come to mind, you know. But we do have to stand together and march together in unity, you know, for our neighbors, for our children, because we are one nation under God. So please, you know, let's not let this die down. Don't let it go away. Do not be distracted by other things. This is a fight that has to continue. It has to continue because, you know, it's unnerving, you know, to see the things that these people are going through in 2020, 2019, 18, 17, 16. This is not 18, 19, 19, 20. This is 2000. You know, it is time for stop. And it will not stop until we continue the march to victory for all of us. So once again, you guys, thank y'all for tuning in with your girl, Lady V, here on the Lady V Media Boss Radio Network. Y'all know what I do. I like to play a little bit of old songs, you know, the legends of yesterday and the legends of today. I look at the artists that I play here tonight. I know I see a lot of stars among these artists that I do play here on the network, you know. But I do want to say to not just the artists, whatever it is that you do, your craft, your business, as I said before at the beginning, make sure you take this time to hone your craft, you know, so when all this lets up, you will shine like the star, the diamond that you are, to understand your craft. Take this time to know your value. Take this time to own every aspect of who you are and own it. Don't let anyone write the ending for you, because when somebody owns you, they do. They have the power. You don't. So make sure we take that time and do that. For those of you that's probably tried to reach out to me lately, I've been doing just that, taking this time, you know, taking care of a few things. I do have a skincare line that's sold on Amazon called Magnifique. So I've been taking my time doing that, and I'm venturing off into other things. You know, as I said before, I now will be played on iHeart, Spotify, and I am a creator over at Pandora now. So I'm expanding things here at my network. I will be moving. So, you know, I am taking that time as well. And, of course, spending time with my daughter, because normally I'm traveling or I'm working, you know, something. So, but I also want to give a shout-out to all of my castmates over at Fear of the Walking Dead. I love you guys, and I miss you so much. I never thought the day would come when I would say I miss getting up at 2:30 in the morning, getting home at midnight, but I do. I can't wait till we all are back together doing what we love. And, you know, just everybody, like I said before, let's be safe, you know. Let's be responsible for ourselves, our neighbors, our family. Let's not be selfish, because this virus has no color, has no age, it has no name, nothing. It's silent. No one knows who has it. No one. So let's make sure that we're taking the necessary precautions and do what we have to do. I know there's so many conspiracists out there, people that don't believe it, but I actually know people that have had it, and I know people that have succumbed to it. So please know that it's real, and make sure we're doing what we have to protect ourselves, our family, our community. Make sure we do that, because if we value ourselves, that means we value our families and we value our communities. So we want to keep us as safe as possible. So I know a lot of artists are out there still working, and for the most part, I have seen you guys with masks, and I appreciate that, because when this all lets up, I want to see all of you shine. I want to see all of you, you know, at shows. You know, when I close my eyes and I think about the future, I think about when all this is behind us, how we're all going to get together like a big family reunion and hug and embrace one another, because now we understand what it means to value ourselves. We know what it means to value our communities, because we've had nothing but time to understand it, to reevaluate not just ourselves but our surroundings. So this is a bittersweet situation, but it is not something that we cannot overcome. So with that being said, you know, like I said before, my thoughts and prayers are to anyone that we have lost to COVID. My thoughts and prayers are to all those people that we've lost to the systematic racism that plagues our country. You know, I don't want to, you know, go too much into to the details, but my prayers go out to those families and the children that have been left behind, the ones that have been impacted the most. My prayers go out to them. My heart aches for you. And, you know, like I said, let's keep protesting. Let's keep speaking. Let's keep this going, but in the right direction. Let's not take 10 steps back. Let's not do that, because that doesn't give you power. It doesn't give you value. Let's make sure we continue to move forward. Which girl, Lady V, here on the Lady V Media Boss Radio Network. I thank all of you for continuing to and always there. Shout out to you again, Brad. I'm totally, I'm super proud of you. Shout out to you, Swag. I see you out there doing your thing. I appreciate you, my brother. You're always there to give me sound advice. You know, AR and I had a conversation the other day. You know, sometimes I get a little bit frustrated. I'm going to say that. For those of you that know me, know I'm very passionate. He said to me, he says, Lady V, he said, have you ever known anybody to throw a rock at a sun and be able to catch it? And I said, no. And he says, who are you, the rock or the sun? And I said, I got it. So, you know, I'm still doing things for myself. Like I said before, it's a time for all of us to reevaluate and redo things. Because we get another chance. Each day we wake up, we get another opportunity to be better, to do better, to know better, you know. So I appreciate AR for that, you know, conversation. You know, I'm always appreciative to anyone that can enlighten me to make me better, to make me stronger at the end of the day. Shout out to you over there, Rock Boy G over in New York. Dang, all of you out there, Hellraiser. If y'all haven't had an opportunity to see a documentary on Amazon, make sure you check it out. It's called Risen. It is a documentary of his life. For those of you that don't know, he had an aneurysm back in 2010 that left him having to relearn to do everything, to talk, to walk, everything. And he has done that. He's even on the stage and perform. So make sure you guys go see that documentary, because I can tell you as much, it is very enlightening. Story that will help you understand at any point in life, something can happen to you, but you can't allow things to happen to you. You have to pull through it. You have to stand strong and keep going. Don't allow anything to stop you. Nothing should stop you or keep you from anything. Nothing. So make sure you guys go check that out. Shout out to you again, Hellraiser. For those of you that know, I used to be a model over at Hellraiser Music, Inc. The Wu-Tang Family Killer definitely been supportive of your girl here. Judah Priest, make sure y'all check him out. He's got some amazing things happening over there with his label. He's another one from the family over there, so make sure y'all go check him out. Once again, for any artists out there, make sure you that have played. I will be reaching out to you if I don't have your information that I need to make sure you get paid for your spends. So, and if you don't, I know who you are. I will help you get that figured out so you can do business the right way. Because remember, artists, what I always say, before you're an artist, understand what it means to be a businessman or businesswoman. You know, you got to understand this business. But I'm going to end this show with a couple of other independent artists that I have. So, once again, if you missed it, you can always replay it because it's always here. Thank y'all for tuning in.
The judge just fucked my whole mood when he handed my nigga life. I'm looking at the news about to come unglued, cause I know this shit ain't right. I know he probably feeling like fuck the world. I hate to see a real nigga go through it, cause I know my nigga didn't do it. I know my nigga didn't do it. All around the world it's the same song. Niggas going through this shit every day, and the sisters don't give a fuck who get hurt, just as long as somebody pay. Somebody just lost their breadwinner, somebody lost a father, somebody lost a son. That's why so many niggas get in court. They feel they better off living on the run, and that's fucked up. But I feel you, nigga, for what it's worth. I hope they don't never catch you. And now I ain't condoning no bullshit. I'm just looking at shit through their perspective. My nigga serving 12 over one rock, so I been looking out for his mom and daughter. A nigga just killed his brother, and he only got 5 for manslaughter. That's fucked up.
You kill a nigga, walk free. But you sell dope and you get life.
Conspiracy.
And gave my nigga life.
And gave my nigga life. just think about Eric Garner, my heart goes out to his family. I pray they get some closure, but I can't understand it. For 20-some years, I done walked the earth. I never seen no bullshit like it. They killed this man on video, and ain't nobody get indicted. And they got the nerve to wonder why niggas rebel. Got a nigga feeling like, what the fuck? Protect and serve. Who? It damn sure couldn't have been meant for us, but every inmate being falsely accused. I sympathize with your situation, and all the ones fighting trying to get an appeal. I pray to God you get vindicated. My dog lost trial because of low funds. I couldn't help because I was fucked up. When we talk, these say just pray for them. But in my heart, that just ain't enough. My other nigga just got indicted. They picked him up for them drugs. He filed for a motion of discovery. I saw a nigga named that he loved. That's fucked up.
You kill a nigga, walk free. But you sell dope and you get life. And I know niggas could've walked free. But they was broke so they couldn't fight. They find you guilty with no evidence. They know that shit ain't right. They hit my nigga with conspiracy.
My brother Lil Rick. Free my brother Free Frost. Mississippi Hot Ball. Like I said, they know that shit ain't right. But you know it's life. I ain't gonna talk too much. I just wanna holler free a couple of my niggas, you know what I mean? You know. Free that nigga Hot Ball Free. Rick James. My nigga Chris B.
Here's another one, and another one, from Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
It's Ladies Night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight, keep the rhymes right, yo. I just raised this motherfucker up last night, and I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream, like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack some Cody Rhodey with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Fit sticks from the fourth fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused in the dope. Like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and hopeless. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack. You jack. Sit there. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump, Biggie in the truck, in the box to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap, made with the QB.
And I got all my sisters and men.
Focusing on their riches, if it's too hot, then get that ass up out the kitchen. Listen carefully, I don't give a damn if you
don't care for me. The rhythm my kids, plus I'm like a rhythm machine. Still in the way, brothers off the 9 milli Uber clip. Let us fuck, we just keep kicking up dust. And you can spread rumors, this is making me sick of the head tumors. Human me, is a hugging me, saying you loving me. Envious player, haters be bucking. I compare to the thug and me wanna do a legal thing. But these need to give me more of these VVs and M3s, VDs from overseas. Pimp like that, Molly's up from the police. Keep my wallet on beat. Who the Windy City woman still coming and gunning straight from the sky. Tonight, tonight, for the ladies, we keeping it tight.
What I look like, Patti LaBelle or somebody, check it out.